Hey there, friends. I'm Tori, and you're a regular. I know what you want.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, folks. How you doing? Tori, Idiot Box Radio here, coming to you from the mean streets of Geelong, Victoria, Australia. I'm so pleased to have you here. Thank you so much. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you do like, subscribe, follow. It's all free, but it'll simply let you know when I've put up a new show by clicking the bell for notifications. If you can get onto that, that would be incredible. Did I go outside the boundaries that I set for myself with my green screen? Probably. I have wondered, like, as an adult, well, I'm a man child, but an adult, 49, man of action, Lego tattoos on my hand. How are you? I was just wondering if by any chance, therefore hitherto, have you gone to a place so often that you are now a regular and they know what your order is? It took me 2 years. 2 years? But I'm really pleased to say that my local drive-through coffee place now knows just what the fuck I have to have, what I'd like to order, what I have to have. That makes me sound like a maniacal dickhead. But no, they do. They know what I like to drink when I go through the coffee shop. Just going to have a quick little sip myself. Excuse me. Got an ice machine. You don't have to pay for that ASMR. I'm just providing it free of charge. 2 years, but I finally, the guys at Bean Squeeze on Torquay Road, you know who you are. They know who I am now. They don't know my name, but they do know that, you know, I do have my, you know, latte over ice with a sweetener and some banana bread. And it's funny, you know, in this world, like we're so often strangers bumping into each other through the course of our day. I work in retail and, you know, you have that one interaction. It may be good, but then that's it. It's nice when you do finally have someone that goes, I remember you and I know what you want, and they get it right. It was just one of those really weird things. It's like I was starting to get to the point. I thought, what the fuck do I have to do to let them remember me? Throw a Molotov in front of me? Fire in the hole. I'll have a latte. You know, just that grand gesture. I have a marching band go through first. Tori likes a latte over ice with some banana bread. Please don't heat it up. Up. I do remember those first few days of becoming a regular, though they were fraught with peril. And one of the girls there said to me, would you like the usual? I thought, let's see what happens. But I must admit, it was a good feeling. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how many different parts of our lives does the usual pertain to? And do you actually have anyone in your life who remembers what you like? And how does it make you feel to know that they've given enough of a shit, or that the interaction's been good enough that they now can make what you like the way you like it, even if it's been a little while since you last went there? And so that was one of my things. It was like, it took 2 years of three times a week, but they got it. They're there. And I think that speaks well to the coffee shop too, because you'd often think that there'd be high turnover, but those girls, and it's predominantly girls at this shop, have been there the entire time, most of them. And it was just really nice to be acknowledged. So if you, I'm like, I will talk shit about places that get stuff wrong, but I'll also give big thumbs up if places get it right too. So I believe that I am now a regular at my local Bean Squeeze. It's a chain that's just in Geelong, so fucking bad luck if you live somewhere else, but they've listened and they've remembered me, so I just want to give big thumbs up, and I hope that next time you go to your local sex shop that they remember what you like to buy too. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you so very much. Bye.